Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day.
Traditionally, for working stiffs, a day of great depression.
Memorial Day.
Because there are people that think the summer has begun.
That's right.
And then they realize, no, the weekend's over and you have to go back to do what you do every day anyway, and it kind of sucks. So people are all filled with depression after Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Do you, like me, though, have the overwhelming feel that it's a Monday?
Yes.
And yet it's Tuesday.
And I feel like it's a meh Monday.
It's a gloomy
horrible
Monday.
It's a meh Monday. My wife was depressed. My mother-in-law is depressed.
More so than normal.
But more so than normal. just having me around.
Yeah. She's always moping.
Everybody seems to be. I mean, we love what we do. So we have a leg up on everybody else. So when we get in here and the mic's open, everything's great. We're fine. And it's just getting back. It's everything leading up to it where it's just like any other Joe job.
Right.
And everybody's got that kind of meh. It was so sad yesterday about 5-6 o'clock.
Yes.
You saw motorcycles leaving town.
You don't
saw
like
everybody.
That.
You saw everybody kind of moping around, you know, realizing the time was over. There were people that were lingering.
I bet the people that were saddest, though, Mike, were on Route 50 inbound.
The people coming back to the beach.
It was starting to back up at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I've been part of that dance before. I was so pleased to be in my basement.
Yeah. It's an advantage when you stay home.
It is.
That's around our area. That's for all holidays. But I thought that I would cheer the gang up today.
Thank you.
Dear Mike and the crew.
Oh, now I'm happy.
Wow. How about dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar?
I like that.
And Mark, and sometimes RJ.
That's
if he pops in.
And Jimmy Cerrito.
And special guests.
RJ.
Here are the gifts. I just try to be nice.
Huh?
Here are the gifts that don't suck.
Time
no
zone.
Books or board games. Gifts that should come just in time for Memorial Day.
This guy knows, because you know what? We've been disappointed more than once by Hump sending us board games.
We have.
We don't want that.
This arrived, I should be very, very clear. This arrived before Memorial Day weekend.
It did.
So it's important to point that out. You probably won't remember, but you called me on my birthday, cementing it as the best birthday of all time. That makes me feel right there. I wouldn't need a gift after that letter.
Okay, can I have your gift?
No. Birthday segment rocks. That's very nice. Your show is by far the most entertaining podcast on the internet. As a wastewater operator, As a wastewater operator,
I believe Oscar was doing some wastewater operation before the show.
Yeah, it was.
I spend numerous hours daily doing mundane tasks. I listen to your show about 8 hours a day. All the shtick and daily laughs make my job breeze by. I really enjoy.
How does he listen to our show 8 hours a day? Does he slow it down?
I don't know.
God,
I really enjoy your debates of current events on the show. Even though I might not necessarily, I think is what he meant to say.
Yes,
I might not necessarily agree with your and Buzz's politics. No problem.
Well, we've solved that.
Anyway, I still feel the same way. I can at least respect your decision, and it also gives greater insight to the other side of the fence. We have, as I mentioned before, we've lightened the show up a little bit, and I hope this gentleman likes it. Your show is more than just a wacky podcast to me. It keeps me sane in this screwed-up world. Thank you so much for all that you do. You don't have to read this on the podcast. Well, I'm reading it, and it's not necessarily the most entertaining. No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Let's just get right to the gifts.
Please, presents for everybody.
Very cool of him to write.
Rob, this comes from, God, it's a three-pager.
Wow.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
In Stockton.
Oh. Stockton.
That's terrible for somebody sending us gifts. Rob, I got you and Mike the same thing, so nobody has to fight over the booze.
Oh, how nice.
I really enjoy your daily stereotype of shtick and the... I've always enjoyed your stories about you and your kids, and I hope someday to be just as great a dad. Also, you converted me to become a crown royal and old-fashioned guy.
Mike, you're going to love your gift if he get you what he got me.
If he get me?
If he got you what he got me.
As a wedding gift last October 12th, my wife bought me a bottle of Crown XR.
Nice.
What is XR, Rob?
That is the special reserve crown.
Ooh. Boy, that was great booze.
Mm, good booze.
Thanks for all you do on the show.
Mike, we got, though, something even better, perhaps.
Really?
A bottle of Templeton Rye.
You're going to
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is awesome.
That's terrific.
Your old friend.
Yes. That's great.
There you go. Right
Rob,
there.
Why don't you take mine?
No, I'll take that.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, Rob, you can take mine.
Why is that?
Something happened this weekend. No. Mike asked me not to talk about it, but I'll talk
about
it.
Thanks, ass.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's
You're
wonderful.
Not going to appreciate
I'm going to appreciate everything.
You should really give that to me. I'll give you $10 for
no,
it.
No, thank you.
Let me see. Oscar, I listen to all your shows, TMOS, Tech411, BOND.
Yeah.
Even though you're a horse's ass sometimes,
which I am.
You bring a lot to the table, whether it be laying it all on the line with relationships or talking about tech and business. Some of the marketing tips and strategies you've talked about in passing has opened my eyes and helped my business. Enjoy your Jack and Cokes. You got Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, baby.
Mark, enjoy the marshmallow vodka. P-O-E.
Yes.
P-O-E.
Thank you.
What is P-O-E?
Oh, that's nothing.
Is that a Mark and Lola's?
It is.
Yeah, F that. Love you guys. P.S.
That's
the show that ruined my show. P.S. So glad Shackman is... All right, whatever.
Yeah, P.O.E. Mike, that's
a big fan. Right.
That's Mark's You Look Marvelous. That's his catchphrase.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, he's like Billy Crystal.
So glad he has a track tech phrase. Mike, words cannot describe how much your show means to me. I often speak about you guys. I sound like Dean Martin now. I often speak about you guys like we are friends, but not in a creepy, I want to wear your skin way. Congratulations on the baby. And so is a bottle of local Lodi Old Vin Zin for Carla. Thank you very much. Lodi. Old Vin Zin. Old Vine Zin. Lodi Old Vine Zin.
There we
That's
go.
Good.
Lodi is world-renowned for their zin, and this zin is harvested from over 100 years of old vines.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
The details.
You guys are actually funny. I've also converted a few guys at work. That's great. He wished we could have made it to Reno. Unfortunately, they were doing something. Enjoy your gifts and have a great Memorial Day. That is from Joe DeBorba of
Thank
Stockton.
Thank you, Joe. Good
Thank
job.
You, sir.
Thank great you gifts. Very much. That's terrific. We are very, very grateful. And portions of the Mike O'Mara gift basket that do not apply to an individual who no longer works here will be donated to charity.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
May I say one word? Matt, I just interject one concept at this juncture. You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
Ah, forget it.
He's a fantastic individual.
My hotel gets old Jewish people. They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
How about Herbie Jason's birds? Herbie Jason's birds. They're little birds. They peck tunes out on the piano. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, all right, what about my one-legged tap dancer? Okay. Take him for a weekend. My one-legged... All right, my one-arm juggler. My one-arm juggler.
Not for my hotel.
All right, what about Luke Canova? Luke Canova, my Italian singer, would be great.
Luke Canova's a dumb, fat, temperamental has-been with a drinking problem.
Jesus, what about Eddie Clark's penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his penguin. The penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The penguin's got a beard like a...
I'll tell you what, Denny. Give me Sonny Chase. He's the best act you got. He's fast. He's funny.
I don't handle Sonny anymore.
Since when?
I don't want to badmouth the kid, but he's a horrible, dishonest, immoral louse. And I say that with all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Do you know the movie, Oscar?
Oh, there's no chance.
I bet he can't even name the guy who was talking.
Do you know who the guy was that was the actor that was talking in that
No, I can't.
Tomo, do you know? Todd Moore?
Woody Allen.
Woody good Allen!
Good job,
very
Mike.
Good.
Oh, that's that
good.
Creep.
Yeah, he
do you
is
know
a
the
creep.
Movie, Todd?
No.
Broadway Danny Rose.
It's a great film.
My one eye.
Is that where he dates
one,
his daughter?
My one-legged tap dancer.
There
we go.
That.
How are you? I don't do that impression that much anymore. And then in Annie Hall, I can walk to the curb for you. I think you're driving a tad rapidly.
live from Studio 1K in the Fiverplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 Casa Jaja.
Listening since 1000 Basa.
Yes, KCJJ in Iowa. Hello, Steve. Hello, Tom. Tommy. Hello, Tom Suter. Hello, Billy Suter. Hello, Tommy Lang's father with the overalls. We hope you had a wonderful...
Gene Langenberg.
Okay, there you go. You always win. Gene, hope you had a wonderful... What's Gene's wife's name?
Rose.
Rose and Gene, I hope you had a... Isn't that amazing?
How does he know that?
He cares about it. Ugh. He doesn't know anything he doesn't care about. He doesn't care about anything other than that.
That's I don't care did. About you.
Oh, Rod, that's horrible, Oscar.
I think Oscar cares desperately.
Hope they had a wonderful Memorial Day out in Iowa. Our show today, here's something Oscar cares about. Mangrates.
Yeah. Oh, God, they're the greatest.
Oscar designed these, made them himself.
No, I didn't design them.
Oh, you didn't?
No, my boss, Evan.
Okay, Evan did.
Yeah.
Right. He made this product. It caught on like wildfire.
So to speak.
It is still, well, there's fire with grill. Fire.
But it's not wild because there's no flare-ups.
Fire good.
Fire very good. Friend also good.
It's the Mangrate grill enhancement system. I don't know why I did that.
It's fine.
I'm silly. It's Tuesday.
Why do you look at me like you're guilty? People love this product because we talk about it. And they know how great it is.
Father's Day's coming up fast.
You must be very excited, Mike, as a new father.
I'm an old father, too.
Well, you're both.
What day is it?
It's 2 weeks away. The 16th of June.
Yes. Okay, yes. Father's Day around the corner. Get Dad a Mangrate. If you're, look, mothers are hard enough to shop for. Grads are hard to shop for. Father's Day, nobody knows what to get Dad because Dad really, even dads that don't spend a lot of money on themselves, by and large, don't know. You don't know what to get them because dads pretty much get what they need.
Don't get me a tie.
Yes,
do not get me a tie.
Absolutely
socks.
Boring ties.
Stink.
Mangrates are what you need, and you can get those for just $19.99. They are made in America. Mangrates 100% American cast iron. They're grilling grates, and they're revolutionizing.
Yes, they sure have.
How was your weekend? Revolutionizing the way people grill. Steak, chicken, and veggies never tasted so good because Mangrates sear your food to seal in the juices. They are, as I mentioned before, just $19.99.
Perfect gift.
Go to Mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you get our special price and the custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush.
I'm really glad you brought that up. And I don't ask for this much. Can we get a tight shot on our guest?
Sure.
Look at the way Todd's hair is today. Do you know that that hairdo is impossible without the Mangrate grill brush?
All right, thank
he
you.
Actually uses it to sweep it up.
Right, true story.
It's gorgeous.
That'll be quite enough.
A little gel.
Two in the bathroom
thank
and one
you.
On the deck.
Okay, we understand.
Some
that.
Bristles.
Thank
grill
you.
Brush.
The Mangrate grill enhancement system. Thank you.
And thank you, Mark.
Great to be here. Hey, update on the ride for the Warriors. It is coming up just 2 weeks from now. We're excited about it on June 8th. We have updated all of our information and everything you need to know, the route, the t-shirt sizes, you're up to date. Now, if you have ordered your pre-registered for the ride, and I got a lot of people saying there wasn't a place to get t-shirt sizes. I said, well, that's because overall, we're a pretty effed up organization.
Right,
here.
Right.
So I
Peace
apologize.
Word, I think.
That's what I did. The whole weekend, I apologize.
Yeah.
That's really what I did. But
new to the charity game.
When we update good. And we updated this. And so now the Ride for the Warriors updated website is up and running. You
update
can link
good.
To it. You can make your $20 donation. You get the t-shirt. You get the food at Jimmy's. You get a great day riding in the Northern Virginia countryside. And it's all to help the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. And I am so very, very excited about this ride.
You've made it amazingly easy to get involved. One click.
It's
one click and that's it. So do it. We'll see you there.
Patriot Harley-Davidson, Saturday morning, June 8th, 8 a.m. We start letting the bikes register, and then we get the bikes out of there starting about 10 o'clock, and then have a great party at the end of the ride at Jimmy's, and you go out through Haymarket, Virginia, and Leesburg, and Purcellville, and it's just going to be gorgeous.
I just want to be clear that if you don't ride, it doesn't mean you can't participate.
Right.
Because even if you want to come out and hang out at Jimmy's, we're all going to be there in the afternoon for there's raffles, there's a silent auction,
yes.
There's all kinds of specials.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
And that morning, I'll be spinning tunes, and there's lots of stuff to do, and it's just a great sight to see all the bikes at Patriot. So visit us on both ends.
And I volunteered you guys. They want the Harley Owners Group is going to have volunteers at every stop, but you guys have to divvy up where you want to go.
Perfect.
Whether it's Haymarket or
Jimmy's.
Leesburg. And
No,
you know, the both locations, we got the Lion and Bull, correct?
Yep, that's right.
In Haymarket, and we have Buffalo Wild Wings
yep.
In Leesburg.
Perfect.
So is that where you want to go?
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
Because you're going to be there anyway.
I got to be there in the morning. I got to be there before 8 anyway.
Everybody can be there in the morning and then blast right out to the stop.
Sure. Perfect.
And divvy it up between yourselves where you want to be.
We're in.
So you guys can be there with a Harley Owners Group person to give the cards out.
Cards.
For every stop, because you get a poker hand. We're going to have prizes, including a beautiful flat screen television.
Nice.
And lots of swag from Patriot Harley Davidson.
Yep.
And other raffle prizes as well.
That's right. Yeah, there'll be other ones. For example, Colgan Power Sports, if you like to ride one of those sport bikes, as
opposed to a Harley. Crotch rocket.
And also Jimmy's giving away some things, and so are these other restaurants that you just mentioned. They're giving away some things as well.
Gift certificates and things like that.
You will not be required to carry the flat screen television on your motorcycle.
No. So, you can win it, and Jimmy will put it in the closet for you.
That's right.
Should be fantastic. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that the Ride for the Warriors is coming up on June 8th, and the website is up and running.
Perfect.
Get that business out of the way. Bear with us. A lot of business to take care of, because this is our big charity event of the year, and we're very, very excited. Excited about it. On the program today, speaking of riding, it was a wonderful weekend, and I'll tell you all about it. We are also joined in studio by the wonderfully talented and insightful and brilliant entrepreneur and a man who is on the cutting edge of technology. Mr. Todd Moore is in studio.
Yay.
With us,
Hashtag date Tomo.
Yes, that's right. Let's get right to it. You have your, he has his agenda.
Yes, ducks are in a row.
We will get to it. Just calm down.
It's a great intro.
Pump your brakes.
It's gonna be fine. Just got a couple of things that before we get to your item number three. Just want to get a little business out of the way, because it was Memorial Day weekend, and we have a few things to go over. I want to touch on what a fabulous Memorial Day weekend it was. I love it. It's my favorite weekend here in Washington D.C. and outside of Friday night, it was fantastic.
You look like you're stifling laughter.
No.
It's not laughter you're stifling?
He's fighting his id, which wants to tell you everything he did.
I really couldn't tell.
Well, not everything
I did, because that would mean that I had a memory of everything that I did.
Yeah, well, let's role play.
I am on the wagon for the foreseeable future. Now, don't say boo.
Oh.
Thank you for the applause.
No. Everybody loves sober Mike.
Now the thing. Now I'm going to be fine, and everything's going to be good. But it was.
Almost called you Friday night. I'm really pleased I didn't.
It was a late night.
No, actually, we did speak Friday briefly.
Did we?
Yes, and you were effusive in your praise. So I knew that you were well on your way, come to think on it.
That didn't last.
Yeah. I want to tell you something, Rob.
Yeah, right.
It's probably for the best, but let me just add this before you
get
in.
Yes, yes.
So on Sunday...
You won't be getting any details from me about Friday.
On Sunday...
I made it home. Nobody got hurt. I didn't drive. Nobody got hurt. There were no fights. It was...
Fights?
Physical altercations.
Domestic. You didn't get your Irish up?
There were... I might have thrown a suitcase.
Hmm.
Against the door.
Why would you have a suitcase?
Because it was up there from a previous trip that we'd been on, I might have just thrown it.
Horribly and Liberace dramatic of you!
I was dramatic. Apparently, I was very dramatic.
So on Sunday, I called Rob
because
I had a question for him about our new furniture that's coming into the studio.
Yes.
And
when do we need to get this stuff out of here?
I think we have a good timeline ready.
Okay.
I have some pictures to show you. He has made some neat progress.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's right. You sent me the text.
So I said to Rob, can you reach out to Mike? I'm driving right now and see if he's okay with this countertop. Basically.
We all agreed with the gray.
Yeah. Dark gray.
Right.
So he goes, well, it is Sunday. He may be out and about. If you know what I mean, type of deal.
Right.
And I said, well, let's try to catch him before he turns.
No. What it was Saturday. It was the day of the ride.
Yeah, Saturday.
Like you're
Sunday was
on your
the day of the ride.
I'm totally off.
Sunday was the day of the ride.
Yeah, so I wanted to say, let's catch him before he drinks too much and turns. Little did I know, you were dead sober.
I was dead sober the whole weekend.
Friday.
For Friday night. And Friday night was the time where I just said, I woke up on Saturday, I did the apology tour to my family members, and I said, this is it. I don't wish to do this anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
Did you yell?
And I don't know.
No.
I think it was probably more, mean, me just kind of sitting there being like, meh, meh, meh.
Did you cry?
I don't think I cried. I may have cried, but I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know whether I cried or laughed. I know that I was told that the restaurant where I was with the family that I started to walk home, and it was kind of obvious from the way, from my gait, that I'd been a tad, you know, I had maybe a little more wine than I should.
Now, Todd, I don't want to say that Mike had a lot to drink. He began to walk home. The restaurant was in Tyson's. For people not in the area, that's 30 miles away.
So how long is this break? Everybody needs a break once in a while. We've all been there.
The break is TFN, and you've been on those breaks, too.
Oh, wow.
Where you just say to yourself, chill about, you know. And then I proceeded to just love the rest of my weekend, and it was so blissful to have Saturday and Sunday and Monday and be up early and doing things I love that don't require alcohol, and then, you know, play a little billiards with my pals that all want me to participate. And it's not that difficult as much
you
as
have
it used
to get
to be.
No, but you have to. It's tough is when you have a circle of friends that enjoy to one or two or 20 drinks,
right?
And they like hanging out. At that level, you almost have to make new friends.
I think I did the same thing around St. Patrick's Day. And
you used to traditionally dry out in the month of March.
Yeah, but St. Patrick's Day, I'd roar.
Right.
And this is, now there are more of these days than there are days where I'm roaring around, because I just feel this is the time to kind of back off from the whole deal. I don't need it anymore. I used to own a restaurant, and I'll tell you something, it would have been very hard for me to do that. Now it doesn't matter. Now it's not hard for me. It's not. I believe it or not, as far as you know, the way I am,
yes,
is when I get started, if I get to that point,
oh, forget it.
I ain't stopping. That's not a good way to be.
No, that's not
manifesting itself that. But I'm not one of these guys that, you know, where I woke up on Saturday morning, it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? No, quite the opposite. I actually feel better, and it's just blissful for me. On the weekends, a Saturday morning, waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning on a beautiful sunny day with the whole day in front of you is one of the happiest times of my life. So,
how'd you feel on Saturday? Okay.
I felt horrible.
Yeah,
but still,
you had the good day ahead of you.
I ruined Saturday.
What's the Samsonite
pretty much ruined
doing
Saturday. I ruined Saturday because
where's
of Friday
my luggage?
Night. And then I slowly I didn't ruin it to the physically where I was completely out of it, but I've done that before.
Sure.
And that gets tired.
There's
so
nothing
I'm taking
worse,
a break.
There's
and I know
really
gonna,
nothing worse than a lost day.
It's a lost
Nobody
day.
Nobody likes to quit, Mike.
And they're you quit for a long time.
Yeah,
and
I was dying.
Also, Mike is not quitting. He's postponing.
No, we'll see.
Until further notice.
That's
all we've said.
TFN.
And it's going to be great because you know what? Carla's not drinking.
Right.
Because she's with child.
Well, she'll have an occasional glass of wine.
But that's not drinking.
Right, that's not drinking.
And
she does
you
not
two,
go out and drink a lot.
This is going to be great for the young parents.
I hope so.
Rob, Friday.
What's that?
Friday.
That's how long you get in?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, F you.
No, I bet he gets to...
It's not true.
Labor Day.
Labor Day?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think so. I believe in you. I believe
50 bucks.
Because I believe
50 bucks.
Bet.
Labor Day.
Yes.
You are a younger man than I.
I'm taking that vodka
man.
Home.
And
I'm not leaving it in the house.
And everything's going to be just fine.
Labor Day.
Everything's going to be just fine. Because as rough as Friday night into Saturday, and I was up at about 10 on Saturday, and then I called in to a local radio show. And I was like, "How you guys doing?
Hey,
how's it going? How are you?" It was Kevin and Rock on WJFK. Yeah. Kevin used to be my club DJ at my restaurant.
That is a fantastic station. I understand they do mostly sports now.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going on the Junkies this week too. I'm not sure
Love
when,
it.
But going on that show just to promote the ride. That's what we're all about. But the bottom line was, I hopefully conveyed my sincere remorse for my behavior on the general gist of it. Carla said I was just not pleasant to be around on Friday. That's the way of
when you went
it.
To bed.
And
on,
I said mean things to everybody.
When you went to bed on
strangers,
Saturday night,
family members, I was just I turned into Satan.
When you went to bed on Saturday night,
yeah,
is it your estimation that there was anyone left that mattered to you? That was still angry at you.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
How about Sunday?
Oh, yeah, when I went to bed on Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah.
Oh, I don't think mad at me, no.
Good.
No,
you did it. You put out the fires. And
yeah, but I don't like to talk about that because
let's not.
I believe I'm still punishing myself. So that's it. I just want to
You are still through it all. You're still Catholic, aren't you?
If I do your little thing that you do.
I'm so
No,
you know that's not a good time to do everything. Sweetness, yeah. Like puppy dog tails.
Mike,
that's not going to work.
Is still on location for Backdraft 2.
Right,
like he's
exactly.
Putting out fires left and right.
Don't need to make hey everything's fine because it's I think it is
good,
but I don't want to assume that things are too good.
That's
I will tell you that by Sunday It was a great day because it's you know, I'm up at 6:30 in the morning,
right?
And my daughter stayed overnight, and she came out to Rolling Thunder with me,
right?
The Ride of the Patriots. It was spectacular. It was spectacular.
Now,
a
you
great meet, day.
You leave when you do that. You leave from Patriot in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes.
How many bikes were there?
About 5,000 to 7,000.
Oh wow!
1,000
meeting down at the Pentagon with. And incidentally, for Rolling Thunder, okay, I love you guys. Get us some stats out there. I never can get them. You hear ridiculous statistics. You hear hundreds of thousands of participants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how many bikes were in that, you know,
yeah, you guys,
in that parade. The bottom line is what you hear. This is not exaggerated. Mm-hmm. 900,000 spectators and motorcycles. That's what you hear. That's the total number of people. I'm still trying to figure out how many bikes participated in this year's Rolling Thunder, but it is and will always be my favorite weekend of the year.
That's
in Washington,
so
D.C. It is so great to participate in this. And the Ride of the Patriots, thanks to my buddy Lyndon and Bob down at Patriot Harley-Davidson, really just to put it out. And you know, bringing my daughter down, who had never seen it before, I was describing this to a pony boy before the show today. Mm-hmm. I was saying it is the greatest slow build, and let me tell you why. You get down there on your motorcycle, and you see right on the main drag in Fairfax, Virginia, you see bikes starting to line up.
Yes.
That's the first thing you see when you've never seen this. You go, wow, that's a lot of bikes.
Mm-hmm.
You pull into the parking lot of Patriot Harley-Davidson, and it's filled, jammed with motorcycles at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
That's amazing. You see volunteers everywhere. That's the next tier. Then a little parade comes in. You got congressmen, you got the mayor, you got the pipers, you got the Fairfax High School marching band, you got fire trucks. That's it. Number three, okay? Then you get the speeches from everybody, and they're pretty darn patriotic, wonderful,
good,
inspirational speeches. That's four. Number five, wheels up. You get the motorcycles out. Suddenly, Elizabeth gets to see their people on the streets of Fairfax lining up to say to these 5,000 to 7,000 bikes, hey, rock and roll, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great. It's emotional because you see pictures of lost soldiers that the family members are holding up in Fairfax. It's an amazing moment. Then you realize they've shut down a major artery, Route 66, just for us, and it's empty, and every single exit is blocked, and it's just us. And then I say, Elizabeth, look over your right shoulder, and you look over your right shoulder, and you can see motorcycles as far as the eye can see,
That's
and it's
so
just
cool.
Building and building. You think, oh, it can't get any better than this. Well, then you arrive at the Pentagon, and when you arrive at the Pentagon, you look down into the parking lot, and you see hundreds of thousands of motorcycles in the Pentagon parking lot. You said, this is amazing. Can it get any better? Well, no. Then the parade starts, and you go down to the middle of D.C., and you cross the Memorial Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and you are looking at the Lincoln Memorial, and you are looking at a dress blue-clad sergeant in the United States Marine Corps that every year stands there for 6 hours all day saluting the motorcycles coming into town. And the crowds are packed on the streets, cheering the motorcycles that are coming into town. You pass Arlington Cemetery, where, you know, that's the reason we're all doing this. And it is truly an absolutely magnificent experience.
And you
if you've never done it, I recommend it.
Most amazing weather, some great pictures of you and your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and she, and it's so funny because it starts so slow and then it builds up.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're done with the route and you get out of Dodge and you realize very quickly that you no longer have a police escort.
Oh, because
and you're on Route 66 and the people have been waiting and probably held up in traffic, you know, because of this thing.
Right.
And they're not really as thrilled about motorcycles as you may be.
Yeah.
And you know, you get out of Dodge and you go to Jimmy's, and Jimmy texted me right before the parade started, we're between 18th and 20th on Constitution. And God love him, good old Jimmy Cerrito, man. Jimmy, I catch him because I'm looking the whole time between 18th and 20th. This is what I'm looking for. He practically runs out into the middle of the road.
I think I saw a picture of that.
Of course he does. He's the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is the best. And Elizabeth had a phenomenal time.
That's
awesome. I hope I get a chance to take my other daughter.
I just looked it up. One report says that there were about 500,000 riders at this event.
Absolutely.
That's just the riders.
That
we're not talking
right.
about all the spectators.
500,000 to 600,000 sound about
she
right.
She will always remember that day.
Yeah, I hope so. It was so
amazing.
Much fun.
I remember you went up to Jimmy Cerrito. You said there's 500,000 riders. He's I hope the city infrastructure can take it.
No, I'll do it. Let's do Jimmy Cerrito theater.
Okay, Jimmy, there's over 500,000 riders today.
Boy, with that many numbers, don't you think a lot of people
people get hurt?
Well, I think they'll probably be able to take care of it.
Good luck. he loves it, incidentally, because he's my best buddy,
yeah.
And he gets the show. He loves Jimmy Cerito Theater.
We will come
back, and we will chat with Mr. Todd Moore. Because Mr. Moore has a need, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He has a need, and we're going to help him with that. Coming up next. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, everybody. Hit it, boys. Or girls.
It's a boy and a girl.
And this comes to Rob Spiewak. Hey, Rob, I apologize in advance for this rambling testimonial, but my brain is imploding.
What?
Over Hulu Plus.
Oh.
It is the only carrier in the U.S. of one of the U.K.'s most beloved soap operas, Coronation Street. When I moved from Canada 2 years ago, I had little options for staying up to date on a show I had watched since I was a child. In December, Hulu Plus announced they'd start carrying the show on a two-week delay from the UK. Win-win.
That's awesome.
What I did not expect as I started digging deeper into the Hulu Plus catalog was seeing titles of films I had only read about in my film courses in university. That's that European way of saying it.
Yeah, of course.
This is a film student's wonderland.
That is so
cool. We're not saying it. This is a subscriber to Hulu Plus who is saying this. I spent all last evening queuing up movies I knew were must-sees for true cinephiles, but I had never found them anywhere else. That doesn't even include the Chaplin collection that blew my mind to pieces when I saw all the movies I knew I should have watched in order to be a true film buff. Nope, now I just have time to view them all. Thank you again, TMOS, for securing such an amazing sponsor. We're talking about Hulu Plus, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome.
TMOS listeners now can get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Is it still that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is HuluPlus.com/Mike. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus, and we'll continue to tell you more about it. Please get involved in this. It's changing people's lives.
Awesome.
Before we get to Mr. Todd Moore, a tease for the upcoming Raw episodes that are going to run the 10th through the 14th, the week we're gone. They're going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's right.
Let's have a little sample of what you can expect if you sign up for the Raw series.
Brief setup. This is Mike's ass. This is following lunch on the first day down there.
Very good.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say,
"Why do farts smell?
Why?
So deaf people can enjoy them too."
You got one bad ass. Jupiter's that smells bad.
Hey, I tell you what, when we get this south of the border, I can have Mark Roddick smell my seat.
Pedro says, "See a gastroenterologist."
Much more like that, uncensored on the Raw tapes, a 3-hour documentary.
It was a hell of a road trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was only like 4 hours into
really
it.
Really embarrassing after you listen to it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I might have to go
tragic,
listen.
Tragic, actually.
It's so
entertaining, but tragic.
There is a moment where we took over that little south of the border.
Oh, it's so great. Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what hit them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Todd Moore time.
Oh, I have music.
Yeah. This is Todd.
More than the greatest love the world. Has no
John Moore is here in the studio.
This is the love I give to you.
This is a theme song, ladies and gentlemen.
One of them.
Here we go.
More than the simple words I try.
How are you, Todd?
Looking for love, Mike.
So, do you have any other Moore songs?
I do.
All right.
I mean, because I know
you
a
had
lot
to
of,
ask.
I know a lot of the ladies out there, Mike. They don't just want love.
Right.
They want more love.
He's probably got like 50 of them.
John Moore, ladies and gentlemen, looking for love, visiting us on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's right. And they just don't want some more, Mike.
Right.
They want more, more.
See? Do a little preparation for your visit here.
I appreciate that, Rob.
So let's meet our contestant.
Hey, incidentally, I know you appreciate Rob, but that more.
Oh, is that you?
All him.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike loves Andrea True.
Thank you. Any more?
No more. No, we have Todd Moore.
We have Todd Moore. Okay.
Who says we don't move fast?
So last week, Oscar Santana, I believe in the middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I get a call Oscar Santana, and he is having a wonderful midweek fiesta with Mr. Todd Moore.
As a matter of fact, he's luggage throwing drunk.
It was a TM soft happy hour. Wow. We were working.
You were working?
Yeah, and then it turned into
it got crazy.
A drunk fest.
That's for sure. It was insanity. And Mr. Moore, you were feeling no pain, and you immediately said to me, Mike, I'm looking for love. I need a date.
Wasn't the quote, you got to give me a girl?
You got to get me a girl. You sounded not like you wanted a date. You sounded like you want to settle down.
I probably told you I need to get a girl pregnant. What can you do for me?
You basically were indicating that you want some real companionship.
We were out celebrating. We had a little too much to drink. But Oscar kept talking about how great his relationship was with Shannon,
I'm happy.
And right. how great a team they are.
Yeah, no one gets
and sick
he of
really got
that.
Me thinking, maybe I work too hard, 7 days a week, at least 12 hours a day.
Right.
Maybe I should slow down a little bit.
She's brought a lot of sunshine to his life.
Yes, she has.
And my lovely lady brings tremendous sunshine to my life.
And I'm jealous of that.
She's giving me a son. I couldn't be happier. Rob has a...
let's not go there, Todd.
Rob has a 30-year relationship that's just gone beautifully.
It's sizzling, Mike.
It's sizzling. Okay, so anyway.
So Todd stands up, throws his carry-on, and says, let's call Mike.
Okay.
Let's figure out how we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And we figured the best way to find really a good match for Todd is somebody that knows the show and gets his humor.
Right, exactly. And now, our list of listeners is long and it is diverse. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. We have teenage listeners. We have listeners that are in their 80s. We have people everywhere in between. And so not only am I appealing right now to listeners of the show on a regular basis, but all listeners have family members. They have coworkers. They have people that might be in the exact same situation.
Mike, the reach is vast.
The reach is totally vast. And, you know, as soon as I followed up the next day with Oscar, Oscar indicated to me that you were indeed sincere here, that why not? With everything we have out there, with online dating.
Why not have fun at it and make a game show out of it? You know,
yes,
that's my life. Sometimes I feel that is my life, so why not embrace it?
Yeah. Now we're cobbling together this game show, but I think it's important for all the ladies that might want to know the requirements of Todd.
Oh, there's a list.
There is a list,
and there are lists. He's not just making this one sided.
You mean he's accepting from men, too?
No, he is.
Yeah, let's confirm that.
No, we have to get to behind the candelabra.
And I actually, the first requirement is female, just
okay,
so
good.
You know.
Just so I'm glad I'm clear.
We must touch on that fabulous movie.
It was wondrous, wasn't it?
It was, I don't know. I'm going to have to be very careful because we have a very significant gay community that listens to this show, and I have to,
I'm not sure it's like, you know, doing something to the Koran if you badmouth a movie.
I have to deal with my inner issues about that movie.
No,
so.
I think even a hetero man that's open to the gay community would think with that movie itself,
yes,
too much butt effing.
It was a little, thank you, Oscar.
Wow.
Well put. So listen, Todd Moore is looking for love. He's looking for a lady, but he is not, when I said one-sided, he's put his accomplishments and his specifications
understood.
Down. Now hit that music again, Rob. Okay. His specs, here they are. These are the Todd Moore specs. He is white.
Boy, is he.
Blanco.
He is white. 6'4".
Wow. And I think he's like 6'8". He looks so much taller than 6'4".
He's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
He is single and never married.
True.
Now, do you want to put your age down?
Late 30s.
What? Late 30s. Okay, so really getting to the time.
Yeah,
it's time to settle down.
It is time.
He's in his late 30s.
Do you know that
it's like a chick. He's not giving me
Have
the
you
specific.
Ever seen that kitten poster? You probably saw it in your daughter's room, that
right.
holding on to the ledge.
Yes.
It's for dear life.
It says hang in there.
Yeah, that's what he's doing to
so
his 30s.
So some might say he's holding on to the ledge of his 30s.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we all get that age.
You know what? Okay? I think, Mike.
Number nine.
When I spoke to you on Friday night, you told me you were in your late 30s. Extraordinary. Early late 30s.
But, you know, on that age, Jerry Lee Lewis, I think, had a, or was it, who was it?
That's
Mickey Gilley.
The wrong guy to use.
39 and holding.
Yeah, that's
Mickey Gilley.
That was Mickey Gilley.
39 and holding.
He's a
holding
bar.
Everything I can.
He's a bar owner just like you.
White guys don't usually age that well. He's aged pretty well.
What do you mean white guys don't
What does that
age
even mean?
Men age much more. He is, in the dating world, he is an infant. Yeah. He is an infant.
Ooh, a newbie. You.
He's got his the future so bright, he's burning my eyes.
There you go.
As Quincy Jones would say. I got that from Oprah at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Keep quoting Oprah.
It sure is a crazy Tuesday.
It is. Feels like a Monday.
He is single, never married.
Never married.
Ever engaged?
Never.
You ever get close to engagement?
Serious relationships.
Okay.
Thought about it.
He is, now this is important to point out, as somebody who is not a member of this foundation, Todd.
Yes, Mike.
Is a member of the Keep It Tight Foundation.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Keep It Tight.
And it shows.
And now this is interesting here. I don't know whether this is going to, I'm going to read it the way you wrote it.
Oh, here we go.
Should this wait till the next hour?
He is kid-free.
Oh.
But here's the good part. He is disease-free.
Also great.
We'll get to Todd's accomplishments and then his requirements, his core requirements for women applying for this position when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I told a story last week about the fact that I screwed up by putting the batteries in my thermostat incorrectly.
Todd would never do that.
It was going to be one of those real warm days, and I panicked. And because my the lower level of this house was not responding because I screwed up, I called CB Lucas. I got a call back within 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I had a person out here within 2 hours, and that's when the guy looked at me and said, "You put the batteries in the wrong way."
You know, Mike,
and I felt like a complete and total ass. But that doesn't reflect on CB Lucas. It reflects on me. They were here, and they took care of my problem quickly.
After our trip to Florida, I don't think there's anyone who would doubt that you have issues with polarity.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
American. Battery, sure.
CB Lucas AC and Heating. Summer's almost here. Make sure your home will be cool when the temperatures get hot, which they're going to do this week.
Yeah.
Whether your system just needs a tune-up or replacement, CB Lucas is your best choice to keep your home cool all summer long. No sales gimmicks, just quality service and installation at a great price. CB Lucas also has special 0% financing for 48 months on quality train systems for most of the TMOS listeners in the Northern Virginia area. For all your AC heating and plumbing needs, call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website. When last we checked in with you, we were going through the specs from Mr. Todd Moore. I thought before we got to what he requires of the ladies, I would...
You're giving us a thumbnail of Todd himself.
Well, I've had a lot of failed relationships, Mike, so I do have an idea of what I need.
More successes or more failures?
Oh, I think all failures.
Wow.
Oscar, you're his best pal.
Yes.
Would you... the specs... single, white male, 6'4", Keep It Tight Foundation, kid-free, disease-free. Anything you want to add to the specs?
I would say that I don't think he plays up how smart he is.
Okay.
Like, not dorky smart, but he's actually an intelligent guy.
Education level? Education smart? Or are you a street kid? Are you one of those genii that, you know, came out of the school of hard knocks?
Bachelor's in computer science.
Okay.
ODU, right?
All right, mm-hmm. So college-educated man. That's wonderful. The accomplishments. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Do we have music for the accomplishments?
You bet your ass we do, Mike.
More than the greatest.
Yes. My feature list.
Todd Moore received the certificate...
Oh, a certificate. You must be very proud.
Todd Moore.
Put them all down there.
Received the certificate of recognition by Virginia Governor Wilder. He has a computer science bachelor's degree, which he just mentioned.
Governor Wilder? It's like from 1980?
Oh, yeah. No, this is in order of time. So that was high school.
Okay. Mr. Todd Moore holds 6 patents in the field of network security.
Mm-hmm. 4 pending, though.
What chick doesn't want that?
Sure.
Very exciting.
Girls are throwing their underwear at him.
That's right. Einstein got all kinds of tail.
He was a reality television contestant, and in that capacity, he won $10,000.
Nice.
Wow. That's right.
And that was when Todd, of course, went under the name Richard Hatch.
That's I remember. America loves a reality TV contestant like Louis Anderson.
Let me see. Best actor and winner of 72-hour film festival. The 72-hour film festival.
That's here in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that the length of the festival or the length of the film?
Festival. 5-minute film.
You're a silly boy.
Rob's such a dick.
He is the host of the Tech 4-1 radio and podcast show. And he is.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Your book, give a plug to your book.
Tap, Move, Shake.
Tap, Move, Shake, which was endorsed by that genius Steve Wozniak, founder of Apple. He developed White Noise, one of the most successful apps in the history of applications. And it has millions of downloads, including on my phone. And it's on my iPad, and it's almost everywhere, and yes. It helps you sleep at night. So you helped millions of people with that app, and that's incredible. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Maybe on Shark Tank in the future. We'll
okay.
see.
Oh. Very good.
Anywhere on there talking about Tic Tac Glow, my kid's favorite.
There you go.
Tic Tac Glow.
Kids love Tic Tac Glow.
Someone's playing it.
Yeah. That's right, good. It was 99 well, cents, well spent cents.
It was free, Rob.
Okay, so now.
Yeah, but didn't I give you a dollar? I forget how it went.
Now
down.
It's time for the wide range of women that Todd is looking
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So is into.
Todd has some core requirements. If you would
basic.
Like to date Tomo, you should be a female, 26 to 34. Would you accept?
Oh, the specifics are gonna kill you.
Would you accept a 25 or a 24-year-old?
That's good. I've tried that. It's too. It's a little too young. You know,
26 to 34.
At least he's not coming off as shallow.
I like it when I'm over Todd's and he's dating a young chick and she's like, "I'm off," and I'm like, "Oh, to work?" She's no class.
Oh,
goes on her backpack and just rolls out the front
that's
door.
Never happens.
I'm like, "That's hot."
Getting an A in home ec.
26 to 34.
Here's some lunch money.
Listen to us guys. He's not gonna get an entry. Anyway, you are looking for a social drinker and a non-smoker. What yes, about an yes. electronic cigarette?
So,
what if somebody was smoking an electronic smart smoke?
My
cigarette?
Last girlfriend was a smoker, mm-hmm. a liar, and a cheater.
Oh,
and I think I can do better than that.
Even the electronics, you would not be fine.
Yeah,
acceptable.
Because then I think you're trying to quit, and yes. you're probably going to relapse like everyone else.
Well, now I'm out.
That's well, we already now. There's a little window into his soul, yeah, though. He's yeah, got yeah. a positive outlook on things.
What's
right.
the age
no,
requirement
I used to
again?
Smoke. I know how hard.
Age
it
requirement
is to quit.
26 to 34.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, now here's this to me is fascinating.
Okay.
And I'm just very surprised that you felt this was so important as a core requirement that you put this down here.
I forgot what I wrote.
Non-vegan, non-vegetarian, non-pita, you want a carnivore.
Yeah.
You want to, so eating meat?
Easy now.
He's yeah. basically saying he doesn't want a hippie.
Okay, well, no, he's not. He's saying he wants a non-vegan, non-vegetarian, non-pita carnivore.
I think yes. really what he wants is an omnivore. Someone will eat anything.
Yeah.
No, it says, hey, guys, it says it right here.
No,
I
but he doesn't want
that.
Someone who's going to eat exclusively
do you like,
meat.
Do you go to a lot of steakhouses?
I like to go to a good steakhouse
I know
every
you
once
like
in
your,
a while.
You like your crispy wings.
I like to cook, and if I'm cooking, there's always going to be meat in that dish.
What's your signature dish, Todd?
What's my signature?
Couscous.
Rice with a bean.
I cook a great steak.
Okay, good signature dish.
Okay, yeah. And you don't want your you don't want to have a made to order family, so you don't want this woman to have children.
I like to consider myself an artist that wants to start with a blank canvas.
Right.
Oh,
wow,
that's a delicate way to put
now
it.
Now you have optional. These are optional requirements, but preferred.
So if you could.
California emission, undercoating.
Now, here's where I think you're making a big
clear,
mistake.
Bro.
Yeah, I
you're putting height requirements in here, and I just don't think that is correct.
I have dated short, and I've dated tall, anywhere in between.
I married almost 6 feet, and I married 4'10 and a half.
That's right.
Really? Whoa,
yes, wow. I did. Yes, I did.
How
absolutely.
Tall are you?
And one in the middle.
I'm 5'11 and a half.
Wow.
Basically, since I began shrinking 5'11.
A lot of women want to wear heels, and they want their man to be at least 4 inches taller.
Yeah, I know. I understand. 5'4 to 5'10, if we're talking a perfect world, that's your requirement.
That's why it's optional.
And then we have initials here that I see. Would you like to explain these to me? C/D/DD.
Go ahead.
Is that double D breasts that I'm talking? Are we talking about double D breasts?
You know there's different cup sizes out there, Mike, and
right.
it goes from A to double D.
So are you saying that
it goes
C,
beyond that?
C, D, and double
I'm
D?
I'm saying that's
you are putting in breasts. You're killing yourself
preferred.
Right now.
He doesn't want a fixer upper.
It's optional.
You know?
Hey, come on, bring me someone eating a steak with a nice shelf.
I'm just looking back at previous relationships, what I enjoyed.
Right.
And that happened
so you are,
to be
obviously,
one of the features.
So breasts are very important to you.
I think most people are either breasts or butt. I'm definitely breasts.
Yeah. What about the artificial to real ratio? What about enhancement?
Doesn't make a difference.
There you go. I think you just scored some points there, pal.
Yeah. So that's something money can fix, right? That's a problem.
All I know is right now, after we've laid out all these requirements.
I can't imagine why you're 39 and single.
Jesus.
Mike, after we've
can
laid
I
out
that back?
All these requirements and options, there are dozens, nay, hundreds of 25-year-olds that can't wait to turn 26. So they can date him.
All right. Now the reason we have Todd here is we're going to help him out with this, and we're going to let you participate.
Well, that's it for the requirements? That's all they got to do?
There's not nothing. Much. There's nothing else here.
That's wonderful.
It's very limited. And
glad he single spaced it.
It's no eight problem. Font.
How about this for purposes of explanation? Because I don't like cold statistics. You're a math guy. Right. You're a computer guy. You actually know how to express yourself that way. You can also do a radio show, so you're verbal and you do very well with that. But as far as these requirements, I think they're a little cold.
Well, they are.
And I would rather hear you say perhaps
in your own words
an ideal celebrity. Who would be a celebrity that is kind of an ideal for you? And I'm talking purely physically right now.
That's a really good question.
Oh my goodness.
Think about it. It's not Kelly Clarkson because she gets fat.
And I don't like country music.
I like
that
the
much.
Way you're joining.
Here's Todd
here.
Helping. I'm
this is
Todd
like,
being
you know
helped.
What
by
he is?
Yeah,
you know
I need
what,
help.
Really? Because he's
this
got
is
his relationship.
Here.
You know what he really is now? He's like the grenade.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse grenade. You're the reverse.
What do you mean?
You!
Why am I the grenade?
Just stay out of it and shut your mouth. I'm talking to your buddy over here now. We want to find out about him. I'm trying to help the guy.
I'm his consigliere.
I know.
Whatever that means.
God, I would have bet $1,000 he wouldn't have made his way through that word.
I almost didn't. Consigliere.
Consigliere.
Consigliere. So,
Tom Hagen.
I will say, looking back over all the relationships I've ever had, there's been good ones. There's been a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
Most of the good ones were with a creative type.
Right.
An
you see,
artist,
this
someone
is
in
great,
marketing.
Because you said that the statistics were cold, and they are. What we need is to perhaps explore his emotional needs.
Yeah. Well, what I was looking for would be the typical, the celebrity prototype that he would physically that he's looking for. I've always had mine, my go-to, and it's never let me down.
Delta Burke?
When I was at, Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh.
Google it. I think he dodged it, though, Mike.
And that's what we say whenever there's an aged reference. Google it.
Again?
Mark, how about bringing up a picture of Brenda Vaccaro?
Okay, you got it.
From 1968, please. Yeah.
No, it can be later. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
How about as she is today?
No, I don't think we want that.
There's got to be somebody that maybe...
I want to thank you, Mike, for sticking by me all the years.
You've seen and you fantasize about.
You would know.
Megan Fox.
Okay.
You want young or old, Mike?
Old Brenda Vaccaro.
Medium Vaccaro.
Let's
How about this. All of it?
Is there a race preference?
Let's take a look.
Are you open to any race?
Can I see?
Or creed?
I'm open.
There she is, boys. Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh, you see, and that's what we need.
Now,
good.
How about the youngest picture of Brenda
Vaccaro?
Looks like
Janet Reno's older sister.
But we do have a picture for the show today.
This is great. So, celebrity. Really, Megan Fox? That's all you got?
That looks good.
Really?
That looks good.
Right. Megan Fox.
We have the same taste in women.
So you like barely, fed women?
No. Yeah.
You like emaciated women. Yeah.
Women that keep
women,
it tight.
Yeah.
Keep
it tight. Care about their looks.
There's keeping it tight, and then there's...
Yeah, but as long as they don't make it an issue.
Right. What about... Now, this is one Oscar. Pipe
there
down.
There she is, young woman.
Stop talking.
Yeah. She still wasn't my
that's,
type.
That is so bad.
Hey, Todd.
So you into little boys? What's that all about?
That's really good. Mike's go-to woman looks like Matthew Broderick.
That looks like Luca.
Now...
My nephew.
What if you go to, say, a woman like a Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Okay.
Yeah, but what I mean,
easy, right, easy.
He's not helping here. He's not... Emotionally, what are you looking for, Todd? What can you bring to the...
Possible you could close your laptop just until the end of the show?
Are you looking to fall in love?
I am.
Okay, so you're looking for love.
Yes, this is going horrible, by the way.
No, it's not.
You know what?
Working the way I thought it
what
would
did,
work.
What
Todd,
did you,
just be honest. Tell people what you want. And close the laptop.
I'm closing.
Those jerks.
I said that a minute ago.
Yeah, he's... Well, you know.
What are you looking for?
I don't know how to talk to him.
I think I'm a creative person.
You are.
And... I like being around creative people. That's why I hang out with Oscar all the time. And that's the kind of... That's probably
Oscar.
The worst thing to say. But
the creative
I like,
side of Oscar.
Boo. I would definitely see myself with a creative type, an artist.
Okay.
Someone, but not a hippie.
Someone, not a hippie. Does ambitious. There has to be some type of ambition there.
You know, I wrote this down on because somebody sent this to me on Facebook over the weekend, and it truly astonished me. Somebody was talking about horse people, that now there's a website for horse people. And
oh, because we had the farmer's dating service. This is the horse dating service.
I'm not trying to throw any monkey wrench into this process, because I want to do this process. Mm-hmm. And I think that you need to have some sort of dialogue. I think people need to send you messages, and they have to tell you about themselves a little bit. And we wanted to set up some sort of Facebook page or a website where people
can
go.
Yeah, we have it.
Can we do this?
Facebook.com/Tomo. All Access.
Tomo, yeah. All Access.
T-O-M-O. Okay. That's right.
So it's on Facebook. It's Tomo, T-O-M-O, All Access. I think what we need to do is we need to start collecting data.
Yeah.
That's a computer thing for you.
I like that. And I appreciate it.
Way to own the room, Mike.
Look at how depressed they are. They both seem depressed now, don't they?
You know, when he got here, Todd was sitting straight up. Now the sofa's
slouching.
You're slouching.
No, I'm happy for him, but he just misrepresented himself.
Yeah, I feel like that just came out.
I know he can do better.
Okay, do you want to start all over?
I want to give him 30 seconds just to speak from his heart.
Okay, let's stop it, Rob.
Okay, all right.
Let me find some proper music here. Hold on.
Do you have some?
Speak from your heart.
Okay.
What you say about 10 Jack and Cokes deep.
All right. This should work. Go.
All right.
What? This?
No, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm kidding. I'm having fun. All right. From your heart, Rob, do you have any proper music for this?
Like the music. Romantic music?
Right.
Something that's going to help the man out.
Something's going to help.
I can do that.
Although I like More by Frank Sinatra.
Talk about all your charitable deeds and work you've done.
Don't talk about that.
That one thing.
Really? Now? Where's the music?
It's coming.
Jeez.
I didn't realize we were going to do a total reset.
Come on, man. Well, I think that we have to. Obviously,
I agree.
Obviously, the Tomo All Access requirements did not go over well.
No. Right. No.
And we just were reading them. It's just as soon as you heard them in this radio format, you realized that maybe that's not
way,
the way to go.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
30 seconds on the clock, Mike.
Go.
I am a totally honest guy and a good guy. I take care of myself, and I am willing and able to take care of you up to a certain point. You're going to be creative, smart.
You can't tell them what they're going to be.
Passionate.
They're either going to be this or they're not going to be that.
Or at least you think you are.
Oh my God.
He's going to be single for the rest of his life.
You can work a room at a business function or hang out in my house wearing lingerie.
The first. He's auditioning for He's auditioning for the first lady.
And I'd like to end it with, you can be funnier than me or better looking than me, but you can't be both. That would be way too intimidating.
There you go.
Oh, wow. So we did get some honesty at the end.
We got real honesty.
That was
honesty.
Real.
All right, the web page is Tomo All Access. It's the Facebook page.
It might crash.
Tomo All
Facebook is down for
from
an unprecedented third day.
It's going to crash from all the D-bag comments from all the dudes listening right now.
No dudes need apply. We don't want this to be a forum for all the guys that want to
have
fun.
What if it's a really swishy guy?
I think this is, you want some ladies out there looking for love, or women that have their friends that are looking for love.
Look, honestly, I'm really looking for a relationship, and I probably wasn't in the past. I never had time for it.
Right.
Now I can make the time for that.
There you go.
You know?
That's a good thing.
Oh, and
I've
also
worked hard, and I've tried. Go ahead, Rob.
He's got a great car.
Oh, please.
He's got a Tesla.
I want to save the environment. I'm going all electric.
I'm going to look at his
car. I care about the environment.
I'm going to go look at his car after the show. And seriously.
I recycle, Mike.
Here's the pure mercenary babe that's out there. Wouldn't you like to just show up at a restaurant in a Tesla?
Yeah, come on.
It's for one day. Give it a try. You know, he can't piss you off that much.
No.
Anyway, so that's cool. Tomo All Access on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's where you go. Tomo All Access. Then when next we check in, communicate with Oscar. Let me know how it's going, and we're going to get you back in. Can we maybe get you back in here? Do you want to do next week or the week after? The week after we're out of here.
Yeah, right. let's try and bring him in sometime next week.
Let's maybe towards the end of next week.
I think it'd be a great Friday.
And we bring just to get a little update, and we're going to keep doing this until you find the right lady.
That would
we're
going to
do this until you find the right lady.
Can I just add, as his friend?
Yes.
Because this went horribly wrong.
It did.
I disagree.
It was not my fault.
He is a lot of fun and a great.
Did Mark say that?
Yes. He really meant it.
This is dripping with sincerity. There you go.
It really, he's a great mentor. Like, if you're
that's hot.
If you're a young chick And you want to learn about business.
Yeah, you don't want to bone, but you just want to get smart.
And you
want
to learn about a thing or two about a thing or two.
Right.
He's great. He's inspiring to be around.
But is this an internship or a relationship?
Most relationships are business relationships.
If you have a desire to be around somebody who is an entrepreneur, who is thinking, who is up on today's technology and is a go-getter, this is the man.
Yeah,
for you.
He's packing.
Right.
Okay. And I would like to say, finally, that I did horribly.
That's disturbing.
I was trying
Oscar.
To make this segment funny.
Yes.
It didn't come out right.
Oh, it came
go
out
to,
very
go
funny.
Go to my OKCupid profile if you want the real Todd Moore.
Wow. Then I see you. Now, look I hold on, a-hole. I have just sat here and promoted this whole Facebook thing, and now you throw in OKCupid.
But if you want a description of who I am.
Good luck. There's your
T-sizzle
promo.
T-sizzle for
right,
Rizzle.
Thank you for taking
guess what,
Mike? For God's sake.
Here's what it
T-sizzle
is.
T-sizzle for
right,
Rizzle.
Whatever.
Real tall, nice car. That's it. Four words.
That's it.
So far, Todd has 13 likes on that page, and two of them are women.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice. Katie Cole doesn't count.
It's rocking and rolling. Good luck to you. We'll check in next week. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault.
No.
What?
News.
Oh, news. That's right. We changed things
last
week.
That's what we do now.
News you may not need.
That's what it's called.
That's coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is a good one. That's a good one back from the holiday weekend.
It is.
I tell you guys think it went well. It didn't go well. I thought it went great.
I know why I'm single.
You know, maybe
now.
Todd, maybe all his relationships actually went really well. He just doesn't realize it.
I want to welcome a new sponsor. A new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show, Avalara. If the tax man has you confused, I am here to tell you about Avalara, ladies and gentlemen. For anyone who has ever owned or worked for a business that sells products or services, you know that the tax laws in this country can be frightening, and Avalara is here to help. It's very difficult to keep up with these tax laws. Are you ready for this? 11,000. 11,000 taxing jurisdictions in the United States. Did you know that, Todd Moore?
Didn't.
Incredible.
Wake up, Todd.
And they all have different rules. If you sell products, sit up, please. I know your segment's over.
Well, he's beat down.
It's just true. If you sell products or services
in
more than one place, you need the help that Avalara can provide. Get it right and let the experts at Avalara help you right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
It is the premier sales tax software for all business. If you are a TMOS listener and you call today, Avalara is offering you a free 60-day trial with no obligation. Go to salestaxrescue.com. That's salestaxrescue.com today to get the tax help you need. Salestaxrescue.com, or you can give them a call, 800-256-3139. There is no obligation for this. That number again is 800-256-3139. Stop worrying. Talk to the experts at Avalara today. I was talking to a large to medium business owner over the weekend who was saying, this is the new thing that people worry about.
Sure.
You want to comply. Complying is very important because you don't want to get these penalties at the end of the year or, you know, whenever they decide to hit you with them.
Right.
So it's easy, it makes sense, and you can get started right now at salestaxrescue.com or 800-256-3139 for Avalara. Do it today, everybody.
Nice.
All right, it's time for do I have my intro?
You have
you
your
play?
Thing. You
Here
think.
We go. All right. I forgot. It was just
from around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
I love that intro. For the second time this year, a fire at sea has aborted a cruise ship's voyage, and this is why cruise ships need the Mike O'Mara Show.
I agree. We're going to show up with fire extinguishers and buckets.
I just think we need to reach out and find that cruise ship company that wants, you know, I don't care. I don't care if you're taking your life in your hands. You know, have the Mike O'Mara Show on board.
We'll hop
it
on the
you.
Tender and escape.
Right.
We'll be fine.
This time it was the Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas. Do you see the back of that ship?
Oh, yeah.
It's a nasty-ass fire.
Royal Caribbean is where Carrie and I went on our 10th anniversary.
Did you like it?
They were fantastic. No fires, no poop.
2,200 passengers were expected back in Baltimore on Tuesday. This is one that originates from Baltimore Harbor.
Oh, no.
They're being flown in on charter flights from the Bahamas.
Did you see that?
The fire began at 2:50 a.m. Monday and was extinguished about 2 hours later with no injuries reported.
Hey, Stosh, you smell smoke?
A cause wasn't immediately known by the U.S. Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board planned to investigate.
It's hot as blazes in here. I smell smoke.
So, once again, I do want to do a cruise. I want to do a cruise.
We could save the industry,
we
Mike.
Could save the industry.
That's we exactly could save the industry.
Yeah, we like will save the industry.
Exactly what
who's
I
got
right.
the Old Bay? That's
a man right. who allegedly attempted to open an emergency exit door on an airplane landing at Portland International Airport was arrested early Monday morning. It happened again.
Nutsy Fagan. Now, is this Portland, Maine or Portland, Washington?
I believe it's Portland, Washington.
Or Oregon, rather.
Portland, Oregon, the Pacific Northwest. What do you... it is really now, as opposed to just dying in a fiery wreck, my fear is that I would be on one of these planes where somebody pulled this crap. Mm-hmm.
And they said that he was talking to himself throughout the flight. How unsettling is that?
The great dilemma, this is the same thing with after 9/11. This is the same thing with profiling people. You have that battle, that inner struggle. It's the flee instinct, the flight instinct. Mm-hmm. And you have that...
So to speak.
Yes, pardon the pun. You have that desire to actually... You know, say something, but then there's the embarrassment.
You don't
factor.
Want to be the dick, yeah.
Yeah, if a guy's talking to himself and he's sitting there, I'm probably pressing the button and calling the flight attendant.
They tied him up with seatbelt extenders. Did you see that?
Alexander Michael Herrera. He was subdued and
one of yours.
No,
yeah. Or something.
Got a bad rap already.
He was subdued and restrained by passengers and crew members before he could open the door. He was arrested by Port of Portland police officers after the airplane landed and booked into the Multnomah County Detention Center.
Oh, that's a great detention center.
Multnomah County Detention Center. So I don't like it when people like that are on.
I get profiled every time we go on. You guys witnessed this on the way back and going to Reno. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind at this point.
Right.
Because you know what? If it makes everyone safer.
Be safe.
What are you going to do?
The weird thing is that
I
Oscar,
see the color of my skin.
Oscar got profiled before we got in the SUV on the way back from Florida by us.
It seems more and more, though, we're hearing about these wing nuts that go on airplanes.
Yep. And
it's scary.
And according to his dad, he was a bipolar guy that didn't like his meds. So
just
he's
like
off his
in,
meds.
Like me in Florida.
Precisely.
Todd Moore, did you find yourself checking your work email over Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, every day.
Even if you didn't intentionally check it, did you read when it popped up in the inbox on your phone throughout the entire weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So did everyone else.
Of course.
According to work experts, the smartphone era has basically killed the three-day weekend. I totally agree.
I agree.
Mark
so
Ronick
true.
And I would be another example of this.
We are too connected, Mike.
It's not necessarily your boss's fault. Your smartphone might have killed your weekend because you think you are really important. Yeah. Laura Vanderkam. Hello, Vanderkam.
Laura Vanderkam.
She is a work-life balance expert. She says, quote, many of us have exaggerated a sense of our own importance, so we feel like we have to check in on work when we're on vacation. Quote, I can tell you that after a three-day weekend, the Earth will still be revolving, whether you checked your email or not. According to the latest studies, the average person checks their smartphone 150 times a day.
Too many.
God. It's approximately once every 6 minutes, and 35% of people do at least some work on the weekend.
Every 6 minutes?
We're going nuts with this.
That's
it's like
nuts.
You look at people in an intersection. That's all we do, all the time.
Did you know that in Europe, and I guess everybody knew this except for me, that they get 30 days off?
Right.
Every year,
yeah.
Mandated.
A month off, mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mandated because we are going crazy. That's why we're doing things like trying to open the doors up on airplanes.
Yeah, just by the way, Todd Moore does not want a mandate.
Back when we were growing up.
That's like a man great.
Back when we were growing up, Rob Spiewak, parents whose kids were born in the summer had to make a choice. Start your kid in school early so they'd be the youngest in class. Do you know what you were?
I was in March, so it wasn't a non-issue. We actually had
to choose. You were older than me. I was June, so I was actually one of
I was a younger because I started when I was 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, they held them back a year. I feel like parents, they feel like parents took pride in starting their kid early. It was a sign that the kid was smart and emotionally advanced. Times have changed. There is a new trend in kindergarten, and it is called redshirting.
Really?
We're going crazy again. Where you do the opposite now, where parents intentionally hold their kids back a year. That's the new trick.
We did that with Robert because he was on the bubble and we were given the option and the doctors recommended it but it was because of his cancer. They said he's going to have a slower time maturing. He'll have an advantage if he has the extra year.
So not sure I can give you a free pass for that, Rob.
Sorry.
No.
What's the easier pass?
Yeah. This is primarily wealthy students that do this. The wealthy parents are redshirting their kids intentionally.
Wow.
That way they start the next year. They're older than the other kids and, in theory, smarter and bigger.
Does that have
and
to
just
graduate?
Because it's competition,
sports, right?
Competition.
I think that helps with sports.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it might be sports. It might be academics. A study out of the University of Virginia and Stanford University found that rich white people lead the trend in doing this. According to the study, schools serving larger proportions of white and high-income children have far higher rates of delayed entry.
It gives them also an extra year to go to Disney and get into rides with handicapped tour guides.
Hey, Rob?
Yes?
I've got this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
A man in Kyoto, Japan, just reached an incredible milestone. He's the last man alive who was born in the 19th century.
Oh, he's gone.
He was born in April of 1897, which makes him 116 years old.
Wow.
He was super old.
Yeah. Eating small portions and spending a lot of time in bed, that is his secret. Oh, Christ. When you're 110, that's what you do.
You know what? Now that he's dead, he can do the same thing.
I don't know whether you need this news, but it's news you may not need.
Right.
We need a whoosh for this one, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Sugar Bear Thompson.
Oh.
From Here Comes Honey Boo Boo ended up in a hospital.
Oh, Sugar Bear?
In a hospital on Friday
that's
after passing
sad,
out.
That's sad, right? Oh, no. So he passed out?
Yeah, there. That's
did
the
you
story.
See, did you see the Facebook update from the family?
No, I did
they
not.
They said he's not doing too good. And that they're running scans on his brain.
Tomorrow I will tell you about the gang of hot ladies that's targeting men in Florida.
Wow.
But now here's a little something for you, ladies and gentlemen. On Sunday morning, police in Norristown, Pennsylvania got a call about a woman who was naked on all fours pulling up grass. They went there, and yeah, the 22-year-old Christine DiGiorgio was actually crawling around pulling up grass. The cops asked her what she was doing. She just looked at them and started giggling.
Well, that is funny.
They kept asking, and finally she explained to them she was impersonating Adam and Eve.
Oh, that's cool.
Some bad acid.
Have you heard this one? They thought she seemed like she was on Wet. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's marijuana laced with PCP.
I have heard about that.
They call
yes.
it Wet. She had a female friend with her who was holding her clothes and also seemed high.
Yeah.
Both of them were arrested for public drunkenness and disorderly conduct, and no word if there were any snakes around.
Hey, Adam and Eve. Huh? Hey, how about that? Huh?
That's I got. You're up to date. That's news you may not need. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak in the Audio Vault right now on The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Marketing your business doesn't have to be expensive. We know you can do it, and a lot of you have. And I appreciate you sending us the business cards as well. We're talking about Vistaprint, 250 primo quality business cards for just $10. That includes shipping and a heavy paper stock at half the regular price right now.
When?
To get this offer, go to Vistaprint.com. Enter the code TMOS in the search bar. 250 top quality cards with free shipping for just $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and do us a favor. I love getting your business cards. We haven't told you that in a couple
Send
of weeks.
In.
Send them along and you won't find a better price, and it is a great way to market your business. And if we like yours, we might share it with you right here on the Mike O'Mara
Show. P.O. Box 3.
Yes.
Manassas, Virginia.
Right.
What's the zip?
20108.
Perfect.
And get your business cards today at Vistaprint.com. We thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
84 years old, and you may not know the name, but you certainly know this drum hit. Ed Shaughnessy of the Tonight Show Band passed this weekend, and I have to apologize. It's another celebrity that I killed. Because I opened Thursday's show with a tape about the Tonight Show Band.
Okay.
And you don't hear anything about any of those guys anymore. And within 48 hours, the man has passed. So my apologies to the
family. Sorry, Rob.
To the widow Shaughnessy, Mike. But you liked him as a drummer, right?
He had a drum battle with Buddy Rich because Buddy Rich used to go on The Tonight Show all the time. And he had these big, huge lamb chops. He was Mr. 80s because he had, 70s, I would say.
Yeah.
He had the big lamb chop sideburns and he wore a medallion.
Yeah, he was
and he
slimy
had the big
looking.
Pirate shirt. Yeah. He was Mr. 70s and early 80s.
But a great drummer, and he will be missed. A lot of the great ones we are losing.
How you doing over there, Todd?
Okay.
Are you just brooding? Are you brooding?
He's going to stew on
thinking
this.
Thinking about all the
all
bad
day.
Decisions I've made.
Let me just say.
Today or overall?
Overall.
Okay.
Especially today, though.
For anybody that may be going to Tomo All Access, what is it?
Tomo All Access.
Tomo All Access, or what's that quiz grid? What is it? Quiz.
Quiznos.
No,
great
no.
Great subs.
Cupid quiz.
Oh, no.
Okay, Cupid.
Okay, Cupid.
Pretty good
T-Sizzle for Rizzle.
For the ladies there, if you're somebody who wants to be a caregiver and somebody who wants to nurture.
Yes.
Telling you, this is the man that needs it right here.
That's right.
Okay? Really. And maybe you can soften this jaded man a little bit.
That's right.
All right, ladies?
It's been a couple of years.
Throw that in there.
You could really turn him into TM Soft.
That really worked.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that'll get a few
And I'm
hits.
Ready, ladies. I'm ready.
Good luck to me.
Mike, we've made fun of the decaying voice of Wayne Newton for a long time, mostly singing.
I went to concentration.
This is not only a wonderful story from the show's Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Oh,
it
no.
Really?
Is he on that?
Yeah, and this is so made God. Up. Because here's the deal. Ever since Elvis passed, Wayne Newton has been trying to manufacture the notion that he and Elvis were buddies.
I got
news for you. They weren't buddies.
Let's do this. I want to do this because it was Regis was the last one I remember when you had
celebrity ghost
stories. I want to get all the celebrities that have been on, and I want because I want an IQ list. I really want to say because so far there's a theme here, you know.
And it was there. It was in the room. It moved.
So here's now Wayne Newton's story. Wayne Newton saw Elvis when Wayne Newton was performing.
Of course he
But did. Why this is great is not the fake story that Wayne has made up, but his strangulated voice. Let us go now to Wayne Newton.
When I started to sing.
Are you okay?
When I started to sing.
Doesn't it sound like he's on the can?
Oh.
When I started to sing.
Here's Wayne Newton.
When I started to sing. The room went totally black. All the lights went out.
All right.
With the exception of one spotlight on me.
And the fan.
The sound system went out. All the monitors were gone. As I looked above the spotlight.
That's his voice now.
That is so sad.
Wow, that is.
That sounds like Casey Kasem.
I mean, you know, you hear about Vegas throat.
Oh, but that is so dry.
That it's out there, Vegas throat. Let me get a drink of water.
Vegas throat.
She's scary.
All right, let's go back to this thrilling tale.
I saw the image of a man, and I realized that the image I was looking at was Elvis standing in the balcony. There was no mistaking it.
Yeah. Okay, Wayne.
There was no mistaking it.
Jesus, how sad.
But wait, it gets better.
And then I came out of my spacesuit.
That's right. I flew in from the camera.
And then I played the trumpet. He was smiling. And he was at peace. And
thank God
he
for
was
that.
Happy with what he was seeing and God. Hearing.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I was enthralled and entranced. And I continued to stare. It was like we were in the room.
Look at these two.
All by ourselves.
I'm just watching these two that don't understand what's going on here.
You guys.
That's sad.
You have to understand.
You have to know the whole schmaltz.
There is such a long history. But here's the deal.
He's a wingnut is what he is. He is.
If there is any trace of truth to this story, how would you like to be in the audience that moment when Wayne Newton, the band keeps playing, and Wayne is just staring into his spotlight?
It's Elvis. He appears to be at peace.
We're live. We're live. Wayne, sing.
You're going to have to talk. Have you ever heard, I had never heard this. Have you ever heard Helen Keller speak?
No.
Some film has surfaced. Apparently it's been out
now,
for a long time.
That's a horrible thing to say to anybody who has comedy in his life.
I know.
Because I was in The Miracle Worker at Marist College.
I was on the stage.
Now, I'm prefacing this because I have to do this. Because comedy is my life, I have to do this, okay? So I'm prefacing what I'm going to say by telling you that we told every Helen Keller joke to get them out of our systems.
Right.
Because we were going to be doing the story of Helen Keller.
Right.
So when you say to me, what's the question you asked
have
me?
Have you ever heard Helen Keller speak?
No, and neither has she.
No,
I mean,
but I know. But I found this fascinating. This film is.
What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
What?
Wawa.
What's her favorite color?
Corduroy.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right. Sorry.
We got to stop.
No, that's not appropriate.
Not kind.
And I don't approve of those jokes.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Here is what she said. It's actually pretty fascinating okay. And kind of amazing. You'll hear her speak, and then you'll hear someone almost interpret for her.
Okay.
But here's Helen Keller speaking. Just thought I should share it since I'd never heard it myself.
It is not blindness. Of deafness that brings me my darkest hour.
It is not blindness or deafness that bring me my darkest hours.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Oh, wow.
Is that her at the end?
No, that was an interpreter saying what she said. But what Helen Keller went on to say is that the thing that she thought held her back is that not that she was blind or deaf, is what it prevented her from being able to accomplish. That's what she regretted.
Let me play the enhanced version.
Thank you, please.
Right here.
Obama!
No, that's not it.
She knew.
All right, two more quick tapes to close with. This is on our YouTube page. This is from Fox Sports, Wisconsin. This is a sideline reporter named Sophie Minert, I believe, is it? A foul ball at a baseball game knocks the microphone out of her hand, and she is so unfazed by it.
The Brewers came up with a hand. That was great.
Picks it up.
Yeah, the Brewers came up with a handful of defensive plays. And
totally unfazed, and it was big enough to knock her head off.
You say totally unfazed. I say another broadcaster missing a moment.
Well, true.
Because you take that, and you can make that into something special. But no, you're scared, so she is fazed by it. If she's unfazed, you know, like some of the older veteran broadcasters, you go, right. I cannot believe a foul ball just knocked that out. But she just wants to keep soldiering on.
Or you yell at the batter.
Yeah. All right, let me. Yeah.
Hey! I'm doing a broadcast here. Yeah.
I got to play this quick. Blue Jays, this is Minori Kawasaki won a game.
Okay.
With a walk-off double.
All right.
And he's very excited.
Thank you very much. My name is Minori Kawasaki. I'm from Japan. I'm Japanese.
You have some notes here.
Yeah.
And what do you have written in your book so far?
Yeah. My teammate gave me an opportunity, so I wanted to do something about it.
And that, Mike, is your magic audio vault.
That's good stuff, Rob. Thank you. Our show today was brought to you by the Mangray Grill Enhancement System. Father's Day just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Get yourself a Mangray. Go to Mangray.com. Enter the code TMOS, and you get our special price, $19.99, and the custom grill brush as well.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, more fun and more thrills. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.